Then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. We read passages like this all the time. We read through it and we go on and continue reading other passages. We go from book to book to book, and sometimes these stories, these events, these happenings don't really faze us. We talk about the ascension of Jesus, and it doesn't really faze us that what we're talking about here is described both here in Luke and in the Acts of the Apostles as Jesus ascending into the sky, into the clouds, and disappearing in the clouds up in the sky. Now, if you had the world view and the world understanding of the Jews of 2,000 years ago, that's not a problem, because they understood heaven to be the zone above the firmament, above the dome that sat above the earth. The universe was made up of the earth with the land and the water, and mountains around the outside, and the dome of the heavens, the firmament, sat on top of that. And there were windows in the firmament through which rain could come. And then the sun and the moon and the stars traveled along that dome, kind of like the inside of a planetarium. And that was how they viewed the universe. So heaven was above the dome, the firmament, as it's called in Genesis. So for Jesus to go to heaven, for Jesus to ascend, he would need to go up and through the firmament into heaven. He would need to go physically up. And so, for them to see him ascend to heaven, they would need to see him go up. That was their worldview. But would the same thing have occurred had Jesus lived today? We have sent people into orbit many times. Hundreds and hundreds of people have traveled in space. We've sent several missions to the moon. We've sent space probes to other planets, to Venus and Mercury. We've landed on Venus and Mars, and we've sent probes to the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, and we've sent probes to Neptune and Uranus, and right now there's a space probe in transit traveling to Pluto, the furthest out planet in our solar system, although the astronomers said last year that's really not a planet. It still is. And we've been to many places beyond this earth, above the sky. We've been many places. Where is heaven? If Jesus ascended to heaven, then where is it out there? Had Jesus lived today, what would the ascension have looked like? I mean, if he went up into the air today, you better be careful, or you better hope that the ascension didn't occur close to an airport or you'd get hit. Whammo. You better be careful if your cosmology is different from that of the ancient Jews. What would the ascension have looked like today? What was the ascension? One of my favorite cartoon characters is, of course, Bugs Bunny. I like the Warner Brothers characters, not the Disney characters. And Bugs Bunny has a routine where this dog comes looking for the bunny rabbit, and Bugs Bunny is in disguise. And the dog comes up and says, "Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?" And Bugs Bunny goes, "He went that away." "Oh, thank you very much, George. Thank you very much." And then the dog kind of splits himself into two, trying to run in two separate directions. Well, that's my question. Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go, Peggy? Which way did he go, Jean? And Jean? And Jean? Which way did he go, Chris? Which way did he go, Dalton? Which way did he go? If you point up, yeah, that's what they saw. But at some point, going up had to stop. Because heaven, well, where is heaven? Point to heaven. You know, I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see a blooming thing. Point to heaven. Now you're pointing up. You're pointing up. Some of you are pointing up. Oh, Peggy, you're giving it away. Peggy's doing this. She's going in a big circle. She's getting closer, my friends. Where is heaven? I mean, Bugs Bunny said that away and pointed in two different directions, and the dog, you know, split himself in two, trying to go those two different directions. But which way did he go?
In my heart.
Huh?
In my heart.
She gave it away. Did I tell you to say that?
No.
There you go. Which way did he go? He went to heaven. Now, the word used here, which is often translated ascend, but here is also articulated as carried up into heaven. It's a wonderful Greek word. It means to bring up, to be raised up kind of backwards, to bear up, to pay, wow, to add to and to offer up. To add to. You could translate this as, while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was added to heaven. Offered up to heaven. Bared up to heaven. Brought up to heaven. Raised up backwards into heaven. There's a wonderful painting of the ascension that Rembrandt did, and it's a little bit humorous because you see the disciples and they're looking up into heaven, and you see these angels who've come down to ask them, what are you looking up into heaven for? And you see them looking up into heaven, and all you see is this cloud bank up in the sky and two little feet sticking down through the clouds. Now, the Jewish worldview required Jesus to go up for them to understand that he went to heaven. We have a different worldview. We have a different view of the universe. So what happened? I'll give you my personal opinion. You know, sometimes Billy would complain in Bible study that I would ask questions but not give too many answers. Isn't that right, Billy? Mm-hmm. She used to complain about that quite a bit. Here, I'll give you my opinion. Because the disciples, because the Jewish people, because the people of their age had this particular view of the world, God knew, Jesus knew, that for them to understand him to be ascending to heaven, to going to heaven, to be added to heaven, they needed to see him go up. So he ascended into the clouds. And once he was gone from their view, something happened. And he was added to heaven. To use some modern 20th and 21st century language, he was dematerialized. Scotty in heaven beamed him up kind of idea. He left this realm of existence and entered into heaven. So when you try to point to heaven, you know, you might want to point up. But pointing up is just as valid as pointing to the side, pointing even down to God's good creation, the earth. But most especially to pointing here, which is why you were right.
Holy Spirit talking.
Pointing here. There's scripture for pointing here. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. We know that because St. Stephen told us that as he was getting killed, martyred. He saw Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And then Paul tells us in the letter to the Ephesians in chapter 3, verse 17, that Jesus dwells in our hearts by faith. So if you have faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have a bit of heaven in you. You have a bit of glory everlasting in you. You have a bit of eternity in you now. Heaven isn't something that is to come. Heaven isn't some place that you're going to go to in the future. Heaven is right here, right now, within you. If Christ dwells in your heart by faith, then indeed heaven is right here. And right there. And all around us. Where two or three or more are gathered in his name, there he dwells in their midst. My friends, we live in a little foretaste of the kingdom of God in the church. We live in a little foretaste of heaven with us here today. Don't get caught up in the arguments and the debates over the ascension and whether or not Jesus was really lifted up into the sky and disappeared in clouds, and whether he was dematerialized and entered into heaven then, or when he went out and beyond Pluto into some other star system out, way, way out. No, don't get caught up in all those debates. Don't let skeptics tell you that it's nonsense and a fable either. But have faith and recognize that God always talks to us, always communicates with us, always teaches us and leads us in ways that we can understand. Bobby and Miss Juanita, one of the most glorious aspects of their teaching ministry was that they always taught in ways that people could understand, that their students could understand, that the children could understand. In that way, they are much like God. For God teaches us, leads us, guides us, instructs us in ways and with images and experiences that we can understand. And the Israelites, the disciples needed to see, to understand that Jesus had gone into heaven, they needed to see him go up. So God allowed them to see him go up into clouds. Had it occurred today, he may have been standing there, blessed them, and then just dematerialized in their midst. For we have a different worldview, a different cosmology. But God speaks to us in ways that we can understand, that we need to understand. So don't get caught up in all the debates and the arguments. Don't listen to the skeptics and the atheists who say that it's just a fable. It's true. It happened. Jesus blessed them and ascended, in whatever that means, to heaven. And because we live by faith and Christ dwells in our hearts by faith, we know that we have a bit of heaven right here. Give thanks and praise and glory to God for the gift of the ascended Christ who dwells in our hearts today, bringing heaven down and right here. Heaven comes down and glory fills our soul, Mom. Bringing heaven down to right here with us.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.